South African Medical Association chairperson Dr. Angelique Kutsia spoke to Sunday Times senior reporter Graham Hoshkin about some of the challenges medical practitioners are facing while trying to cope with the influx of COVID-19 cases in Gauteng. Dr. Kutsia is particularly concerned that there is no intercommunication between hospitals regarding the availability of bed space and, importantly, of trained personnel. She says that a lack of data sharing is making it next to impossible to plan for the strain hospitals are expected to undertake in coming weeks.
The problem is some of the public sector hospitals will count a bed, but the bed doesn't have personnel that can look after that bed. The bed doesn't have oxygen. The bed doesn't have whatever. So you cannot rely on the information to say there's 200 beds.
Yeah.
Okay. So because, well, a bed doesn't mean anything. It must be a bed with personnel. So that's one problem that we all have. So you cannot plan for in advance.
We're trying to figure out how to get data. The data is not available, and it was a common concern.
But that's not happening. There is no dashboard where you can get the information. I'm not even speaking about the public sector hospitals.
Sure.
So there's nowhere, this information is not there. There's no proper IT system in place. They are saying, the public sector say they do have such a thing. None of us have seen it. I'm not sure we're seeing that. I don't even think that they themselves are seeing this. So when we start to criticize and say there's beds, then the private sector will say, no, there are beds. They're not that full, but try. But the thing is, that's what they say, but try to get the patient into the hospital. That's not so easy.
Dr. Kutsia says that while hospitals still technically have space, available beds and personnel are being reserved for COVID-19 patients. Where there is availability, there aren't enough resources and staff. She says that this is a historic and systematic issue that she feels we will not be able to rectify in the short term.
You made mention that people were being turned away from Tembisa Hospital.
Yes.
Do you know of the other
Other provinces, it's a nightmare in the Eastern Cape. It's a problem. You know, one of the Eastern Cape hospitals, private hospitals, I can't remember, they mentioned it this afternoon. I think it's PE, it's a public private hospital. Half of this staff has now been resigned because the Eastern Cape Department of Health had promised them better salaries to come and work in their COVID hospital. I don't know whether when the COVID hospital is going to be up and running. So now they're leaving because the money's all better. So there's not enough personnel. You cannot bring in the Cubans because they can't understand English. It's still a problem. So bringing in other people from other countries is not really going to help us. The thing is, all these years we have said to the Department of Health, you freeze the posts, you put people in decision-making positions in hospitals as hospital managers, that's not leaders, that doesn't have the ability to do this, or to lead. And now this is what we are sitting with. Years and years of... And we cannot get it right. There's no way that we can fix a broken system. In 2018, Cyril Ramaphosa already said that our healthcare system is run down. Yeah. So how on earth do you want us to fix it? We cannot fix it, and we still cannot fix it with a lot of politicians. Well, this is the problem in our healthcare system that is run down for many years. Now COVID is exposing it.
Dr. Kutsia paints a pretty horrifying picture of what you might face if you try to get treated at a local hospital right now.
Well, if you don't have any money or on a medical scheme, they will refer you to Steve Biko. The chances that you will get to Steve Biko at this stage is null and zero. But you might end up in Tembisa if you're lucky. You might end up in anywhere where they will find a place for you. It can take them up to an hour to look for a hospital that will be willing to take you, because you're not on a medical scheme, if that's what you want to know. If you are on a medical scheme, that specific hospital might not have beds for you. And because you broke your leg, you will then fall under a patient under investigation. You will first get a COVID test, waiting 24 hours for that COVID test to be done. And then only will you get your operation, because they need to understand in which theatre to operate you in.
Okay. So basically, I take it that's for Gauteng. So if you're not on a medical aid scheme, it can take you up to an hour to find a hospital once you to be taken to for treatment. Which hospitals are saying that they don't have beds? Which hospitals mainly? Is it private or public hospitals?
Both. But they will, by the moment when you start complaining in the media about it, the hospitals will say, no, they only divert. They still have beds.
Mm.
Yeah, they call it a divert. And they've done it through all the years, they will divert. So ambulance will phone the casualty and say, listen, I'm bringing in a patient who was in a car accident. The hospital will say, I'm full, you cannot come to me.
Mm.
Go and look at any other hospital, but we are full.
Okay.
They call it divert. So then the ambulance personnel would then need to phone the next hospital, and the next, and the next, until they get a bloody hospital.
Yeah.
But now it's worse. Now it's worse with the COVID, because now the beds are kept for COVID patients.
Are you worried?
No, oh, for sure I'm worried. Yeah. But you know, you come at the stage but you just look, stand back and you say, let the tsunami happen. The problem is the political... There's too many politicians. You go and look at the command center. If you go and look at the MEC, all of them, it's political structures. It's not, I don't know how to say it to you, it's politicians can oversee the thing, but let the people who knows the work do it. Guys, you haven't seen anything yet. We are now going into this. You will see the numbers are going to skyrocket. You haven't seen anything yet. Wait for the next 2 or 3 weeks. You will see what happens. There's nothing that I'm concerned more. It's a problem. We are going into a problem. We are going to see a crisis.
For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller. This interview was conducted by senior reporter Graham Hoshkin.